when the Americans and the Canadians came, which was near the end of the war, because of Stony Cross had planes that had gliders, we had no end of army trucks and lorries and jeeps and things bringing the soldiers, and they were all camped in the forest and in our copse. We had a big copse at the end of our fields, and I can remember they were Canadian or American, and there were no end of soldiers everywhere, which I presume now must have been near D-Day, because there were so many people about that time, or soldiers about at that time. And then suddenly one morning we got up to go to school, or just realized that everything was quiet and everything had gone, just like as if they'd never been there, except we went up to the copse, my mother, my parents and myself, and we found lots of Bibles and prayer books, well, not lots, but Bibles and prayer books, and even rations that they'd left, obviously in quite a hurry. Inside one or two of them, I can remember my mother finding an address, and she either wrote or sent these books back. And we corresponded, or she corresponded, some years with the people in Canada and in America.